بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is the special guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, we know that according to Islamic teachings, according to a text of the Holy Quran, there will be hellfire and there will be heaven for, we can say, in the other world, and they await and they are accustomed to the deeds of the human beings in this world. So if the people are going to do bad deeds and go to the hellfire, so what about the free will? Now, according to the free will, they can do bad deeds. So at the same time, they go to hellfire. How we can adjust this too?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are a couple of points to be mentioned here as the answer to this question. So the claim is that the very existence of the hellfire is against the free will of human beings because mm-hmm. it is forcing the people to act righteously. First of all, the first point is that although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught the people through the prophets and the divine scriptures about the existence of the hellfire and at the same time of the heaven, and people have free will, practically we see that there are many people who still they commit sins.
Yes.
So the claim is that the existence of the hellfire forces the people not to commit the sin.
Yes.
So the first answer is that practically we see that this is not the case. The almost all the people or the great majority of the people know about the existence of the hellfire and of the heaven. But at the same time, the very people who believe in the hereafter, who believe in the existence of the hellfire, they commit sins.
Yes.
And so at least practically we come to know that the existence of hellfire is not forcing any person to act righteously. Many people know about the existence of the hellfire, but at the same time they are committing sins.
So at the same time, based on the free will, they do good deeds too.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
So because the claim is telling that the existence of the hellfire is forcing the people to be good.
Mm-hmm.
But the answer is that practically we know many people who believe in the hellfire, but at the same time they are committing sins against okay. their beliefs. So this means, this requires that there is no force and free will is still there. This is the first point.
Yes.
And the second point is that when we are talking about free will and predestination and being forced to do one action, it means that we have no other way, we have no other choice. As if some people, they force us to do good or to do bad. This is what we call it ijbar, or a kind of force without any free will.
Yes.
But when we see the actions done by the people, especially when it comes to the sins and also the righteous actions, we see that no one is forced. I mean, this is what every person can testify to, that no one is forced to do righteous actions or to do bad actions. All the people feel within themselves that they have free will. They can either go to the right way or to the wrong way. Although, in some cases, not to do these sins might be difficult, or to do righteous actions might be difficult. But still, it doesn't mean that this is a kind of force. Let me yes. give an example. For example, imagine that as a father, you have a child who is suffering from an illness. He or she is about to die, and the physician asks you as the father or the mother to donates, for example, one of your kidneys to him or her. So in that case, although the father or mother, they have a difficult time to make a decision, but still they are not forced, okay? The decision is based on their choice and their free will. So my point is that, so in this case, although it is very difficult for them, but at the end of the day, they are the ones who decide whether to donate one of their kidneys or not. So not committing the sins in many cases might be difficult.
Yes.
And also when we are told that if you commit sins, then the hellfire is there, still we have free will. As I mentioned, the very fact that not commit the sins might be very difficult, but still it doesn't mean that you are deprived of your free will and your choice.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Another example that can help us is that you may refer to a physician, a doctor, and he tells you that if you want to remain healthy, or if you want to get rid of this illness, you need to not to eat, for example, the following foods, or you should not smoke. So that person who knows that eating these foods and smoking are harmful for him, although, the doctor, the physician has told him that if you do that, you will be suffering from a kind of illness. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that that person is forced not to smoke, for example. Again, we see some people that, they know that smoking is very harmful to them. The physicians have told them that if you smoke, then you will suffer from such and such illnesses.
Yes.
But still, there are some people who, knowing that, they are smoking, okay? So can the patient tell that, okay, the doctor, by saying that smoking is harmful for me, has forced me not to smoke?
Yes.
No, okay. No one can say that. The physician is telling his advisors, then the option is before the people, before the patient, to smoke or not to smoke.
Okay.
At the same, similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the prophets, they have told us that if you commit the sin, then the hellfire is there. Are they forcing us the same as the doctor? Is the doctor, is the physician forcing the people not to smoke? No. He tells the people that if you smoke, then there are these negative consequences. Allah is telling us that if you commit the sins, then these are the consequences.
That's right.
So there is no force. Okay.
At the same time, we must know that I think human beings are all the only creatures of Allah who are born with free will, isn't it?
And the jinn also, but there are differences.
So the creation of this free will for human beings, at least what we can experience, because we cannot experience the jinn world for so many people.
Yeah.
So it's better to ask ourselves that, what is the creation of free will for? So I think it's better to say escape from satanic temptations and go towards heaven rather than hellfire.
That's the point.
Okay, that's right.
So this is the second point that I wanted to mention. Still, people, there are many people who, as I mentioned, they may smoke, and knowing that this smoking may destroy their lungs, still they are doing that.
Yes,
which means that the instruction of the physician did not force them not to smoke. They are smoking. So the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the prophets that if you commit the sins, then one of the negative consequences is the hellfire, is not forcing any person not to commit the sins. The other point is about the philosophy of the hellfire. Imagine that there is no hellfire, there is no punishment, and all the people, whether good people or bad people, they are going to go to heaven, irrespective of their actions. Then it would be against the wisdom and justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nowadays, I mean, all the people or the majority of the people, knowing that there is a hellfire, we see that many people, they are oppressing other people. They are committing various kinds of the sins.
Yes.
And many people are killed out of the oppression of the oppressive people. So imagine if there were no hellfire, if people were sure that whether they are good people or bad people, it doesn't matter. All the people will go directly to the heaven.
Yes.
Now we can imagine that this world would be full of oppression, full of all kinds of sins, and it would not be a proper place to live anymore.
Mm-hmm.
On a daily basis, people may kill each other because there is no hellfire.
That's right.
So my point is that this world, the philosophy of creating this world cannot be without the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the wrongdoers and for the existence of the hellfire for the wrongdoers.
Still, the hellfire, which is mentioned in the Holy Quran, is looked at as a blessing of Allah too, isn't it? For example, in some verses of the Holy Quran, it is referred as Allah's bounty or blessing. So we could say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from one side gives us free will in order to promote spiritually, because he wants us to be more than the physical human beings. I mean, spiritually speaking, he wants us in the up heaven. From the other side, hellfire is created, but still as a blessing to get us back to the right path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Exactly. Okay. That's a very good point. And that is, as I mentioned, in line with the wisdom of creating this world. Because for many people, the very existence of the hellfire is a great motivation to be away from committing the sins.
That's right.
So we cannot imagine this creation of this world and of human beings without being in the existence of the hellfire, because if there were no punishment, no accounting, no hellfire, then all the people would oppress each another, and the number of the sins committed by the people in this world would be much more than what is happening right now.
That's right.
And the last point that I would like to share is that we know that different people have different motivations and reasons for obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is mentioned in the famous narration of Imam Ali alayhi salam, that some people, they worship Allah because they are eager to reach paradise.
Mm-hmm.
This is the motivation for some people. But for some people, it might not work, but the existence of the hellfire is a good motivation, because they are afraid of the hellfire, of the punishments in the hellfire. And maybe this is the case for the majority of the people. They are not ready to commit the sins because of the fact that they know that if they're going to commit the sins, then they will end up in the hellfire.
That's right.
So the existence of the hellfire for some people works as a very great motivation to be away from committing the sins. And of course, according to that narration, the best of the people are the ones who worship Allah just out of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not because of the hellfire or the heaven.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic, free will and the hellfire. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min labani Ali wa Husayni wa Hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان.
حسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن